Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created, and we are grateful to the Lord Jesus for that, and we bless His holy name. Let me encourage you from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 and verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. The Bible says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." My dear brothers and sisters, many people come to me and ask me, "Pastor, what is the secret of happiness?" And the few things that you have to think about when it comes to happiness, I'm not talking joy, I'm talking about happiness, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, the Bible says. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Amen. So I'm talking about happiness. So I asked them a question: what kind of work environment brings out the best in you? Do you thrive on routine? Are you motivated by people's needs? Do you enjoy tackling challenges that might discourage others? How about your relationships? Do you enjoy being part of a team, or do you work better alone? If you only come to life when you are around people, you will probably be miserable sitting in front of a computer all day. What are your strengths? I like what God said to Bezalel the builder, right? In Exodus chapter 31, verses 3 to 5, he says, "I have filled him with wisdom. He's a master craftsman, expert in working with gold, silver, and bronze, skilled in engraving, mounting gemstones, carving wood." So the question is, what makes your eyes sparkle and your pulse raise? Do you enjoy working with computers, cars, or animals? Maybe you are an adept people manager, or you like fixing things, or you are good with finances. The Holy Bible says, "We are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." My dear brothers and sisters, God has a purpose for your life, and you will experience your highest levels of happiness and fulfillment when you discover and begin to fulfill that purpose. You are not just another brick in the wall or another nail in the carpenter's toolbox. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7, God has personally formed and made you. You are the only you He created. And if you fail to be who you are, His kingdom won't benefit from your unique contribution. And that is why Paul wrote, "Don't compare yourself. Take responsibility for doing the best you can with your life," in Galatians chapter 6, verses 4 to 5. That's the secret of happiness, my dear brothers and sisters. Amen. Hope this resonates with you as well. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted unto us, that we are on the land of the living, praising your holy name. We bless you, we thank you, we honor you, we appreciate you, we adore you, we exalt your name, O Lord. You are a good God, you are a great God, you are a mighty God, you are an awesome God. You are the Holy One of Israel, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're the creator of the universe. You created us in your image with a divine specific purpose that we need to accomplish in our lifetime. And I pray, Lord, that today your purposes will be revealed unto us, that we will live our purposes in our lifetime, accomplishing everything that you have planned and purposed for us. We want to say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs into the businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon their lives. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the enemy. O Lord, I pray that you will flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over every demon of sickness and I cast it out in Jesus' name. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and we give you the glory, O Jesus, because you deserve it all. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.